Hi, everybody. This is Gatsad. Merry Christmas. A few interesting stories to share with you. Yesterday, I woke up in the morning, went down to get my cup of coffee, and as I started reading my emails, I literally jumped out of my chair because one of the emails that I was reading was simply incredible. It was a message from my grade 7 teacher who had found out about my life trajectory and was reaching out to say hello. I, of course, replied back to her. She was an amazing teacher. So truly incredible Christmas Eve story to reconnect with a teacher whom I had not spoken to in 43 years, I believe. So that's story one. Story two, earlier today, I received a private Facebook message from a student who was a classmate in Lebanon, and he shared with me one of those class photos that we all take, with the whole class. I actually have that photo and have shared, I think, maybe three class photos from my time in Lebanon on my social media, but it was still wonderful to have someone from way back in my Lebanese childhood reach out. And then the third story I wanted to share with you today, if you can see here, top secret, I've redacted some of the information here because I don't want to give away his email. This is from Robert O'Neill. Robert O'Neill is someone who came on my show. He is, some of you may know, he is the gentleman who took out Osama bin Laden. So from the desk of Robert J. O'Neill, top secret, here you go. Could see it right here. Love it. Gad, or Agent Gad, you have been authorized exclusive access to a highly classified new weapon, codename Rob O'Neill's Top Secret Hot Sauce. Right here. And I'll say more about it in a second. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to carefully open the bottle and pour the contents on your favorite food. Beware that an explosion of thermonuclear proportions may erupt in your mouth. Upon successful completion of the mission, you are to report back with your findings to, and then he gives his contact information. This message will self-destruct in 10 seconds, but the flavor will be with you for a while. Respectfully, happy holidays. And then there is a, if you can see here, there's a dynamite that's about to explode. Well, being the idiot that I am, I decided to try this out, not by putting it on any food, by simply pouring it in a small spoon and eating it. And then my cries for help began, and my wife is saying, "What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?" And now you know, oh boy, it is good. It is good, but what I want to know now is what it scores on the, I think it's the Scoville metric. And maybe I'll tag the guy from Hot Ones, or hot wings, or whatever it's called, because it is an affront that I've yet to be invited to that show. So anyways, check this out. I don't know if it's sold anywhere yet. Rob, unbelievable, but boy, is it spicy. And I love spicy food. I've got a lot of tolerance for spicy food. And then my wife tried it with a cracker, as did one of my children, and they loved it too, but it is spicy. And here is a piece of advice. Do not try it just by drinking it straight with a spoon, because you will explode, or at least your face will. All right, everybody, have a very, very Merry Christmas. Hope you're to the best of our abilities. I know that it's COVID now, but you're spending it with loved ones, or at least you're Zooming, using Zoom with them. May you have a wonderful new year, and I'll talk to you soon. Cheers.